Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Well, tonight is the night for Governor Rick Snyder's first State of the State address. A lot of people looking forward to it, not quite sure what to expect. To try to get a heads up on what we're kind of looking for, we're going out to Rob Bakian on the phone, who is the news director for Michigan Radio Network, who will be broadcasting the speech live right here on 1320 later this evening. Rob, good evening. How are you?
How are you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing great. Busy day at your place today.
Yeah, it always is on a day like this.
I guess just right off the bat, what is it that we can expect tonight? Covering it and following it as you do, what can the people of the state of Michigan expect to be hearing this evening?
Well, as you've probably been hearing out of Governor Rick Snyder, you know, for some time, he's usually the comments that he makes publicly are more along the inspirational tone and about reinventing Michigan and a budgeting system that has value for money, and there's been a lot of sort of slogans. And tonight, I think we can expect him to start to sort of get into the next step, but not necessarily entirely into the next step in terms of specific, you know, proposals. Economic development is basically what everybody is saying. It's going to be a big part of it, which is sort of the positive end of giving an address like this. In other words, I'd probably be longer on that stuff and shorter in the area of tough love. Although we could see a few things coming out of him regarding how he brings the budget under control, which is really the biggest item the state has to deal with. And in terms of the legislature, the one big thing the legislature has to do every year is come up with a budget. And the sort of the opening elements of that start tonight, although the budget's not introduced until March.
Yeah, budget, of course, is top of the list on everybody's mind. You know, we talk about what we expect to hear. The specifics, I think, are what people are really going to be looking for, though, aren't they?
Yeah, and how they make the dollars work. The projected deficit, $1.8 billion, and that's without any tweaking of the business tax, and Governor Snyder will clearly support eliminating the surcharge on the Michigan business tax, and then want to reform the business tax in general. The projected budget deficit does not include what that would add to it in doing those things. So how they deal with it and how he leads in how the legislature should deal with it is going to be real interesting. It reminds me a little bit, if they don't do it with any tax increases of any sort, it's kind of like going to a magic show and sitting on the edge of your seat after the magician says, here's what I'm going to do, and here's, you know, you ask yourself, how are they going to do this? It's going to be curious, because it's a pretty big deficit, and the state has to approve a balanced budget. And again, he won't get into budget details tonight. That comes later. But at the same time, I think people are going to be looking for direction on just how he plans to deal with that. He's not shown his cards.
Well, you're correct about that. And I'm wondering, as you said, if we're not dealing with taxes in terms of raising taxes at all, there's going to be a lot of people who are concerned, because he has been openly speaking about reducing compensation for public workers and so forth. And like you said, it has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, that could be a part of it. There was some rumors going around he could include that element in the speech tonight as well, about there's been talk about a statewide, you know, system for public employees. And of course, you've got the devil's in the details on that. Although you'll initially probably have teachers not happy with it, since they have their own plan and they're public employees. You know, either way, this is not going to be easy. He's got to find a way to bring the budget under control, and right now, it's not clear exactly what direction he's going to go in.
Well, and we've said the word direction a few times. So what we're looking for tonight is leadership in terms of the course we're going to follow from here. Is that kind of accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it's inspiration. He's not released, you know, a pre-speech. You know, there's nothing on paper. He's going to work off of like 3x5 cards and notes and that sort of thing. No real teleprompter or anything like that. But I, you know, you can expect a lot of inspiration, but also I would expect at least some hints about the tough love end as well, on how he gets things under control.
And he, you know, he's repeatedly talked about education and the importance and making sure that Michigan students are succeeding. Do you expect to hear about education tonight and some plans in that area?
I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't necessarily be surprised on that, but you know, that's such a wide swath. You know, I mean, over the past year, we've been hearing about how students still aren't performing up to snuff, but we're also hearing about school districts themselves facing a lot of red ink. A lot of them are in, you know, in trouble. And what do you do about that? And you consolidate school districts. And if you're going to do that, how do you do it? You know, that's just one part of the, you know, the whole local government thing. There's also the idea of other local governments having problems with, you know, not enough revenue sharing and that sort of thing too. So, education is a wide swath on that. I can't be absolutely sure exactly where he's going to go there.
Now, you mentioned earlier, and we've heard about this in reports in the last couple of days. In the past, you know, reporters, folks like you, get a hold of, you know, embargoed copies of the speech per se, and get to take a look at it and kind of analyze it, and already come up with rebuttals and responses, and you know how you're going to write about it beforehand. In this case, there's no chance of that happening.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, and I'll be honest. This is just me speaking. It's not a big deal. It really is. It does. Well, the one thing it does, and you know, you're really not supposed to. The embargo in the past years was pretty tight. You could not take it to somebody and get a reaction before the speech. It was a true embargo. Now we have a situation where everything that goes in the stories that we write up for the morning, it's all going to be fresh stuff. And that's probably a good thing, because in the past years, we've wound up repeating stuff that was leaked earlier in the week. And that was kind of boring, too. So I don't have really a problem with this part of it. And the Constitution doesn't say he has to have anything on paper. It just says he has to communicate to the legislature. So he's just chosen his way of doing it.
Well, yeah, it is a new style of speaking from a governor. No prompter or prepared speech, as you said. I don't believe we've actually given specifics to folks. The speech is at 7 o'clock tonight. WILS, as well as, of course, other stations, will be carrying it. We will be carrying Michigan Radio Network coverage. We'll have reporters there as well. Well, your gang's ready to go.
Yeah, and it happens every year, just like Christmas.
And this actually, for folks who don't know, it comes from the House chamber, you know, at the state capitol. And like I said, coverage everywhere. And then you'll be all over it tomorrow morning as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, very good. I appreciate your time with us this evening. Rob Bakian, news director at Michigan Radio Network, and coverage of the governor's State of the State address begins at 7 o'clock sharp, right after Fritz and Friends. Rob, thank you so much.
Great talking to you, Cheryl.
Thank you. You as well. Rob Bakian, news director at Michigan Radio News. News director, again, the speech comes at 7 o'clock right after Fritz and Friends this evening. We will have coverage as well. Rich Hurl, WILS news director, is actually heading down there right now. We're carrying it live. We will then go to coverage with Democratic response to the State of the State address and a roundtable with Tim Skubick after that. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.